season. You may have seen Grace Community Church's press announcement yesterday on July 24th, in which MacArthur and his church elders, quote, respectfully inform their civic leaders that they have exceeded their legitimate jurisdiction and that, quote, faithfulness to Christ prohibits us, them, from observing the restrictions they want to impose on their corporate worship services. And earlier this afternoon, I posted my own thoughts. And Mark, why did you think this was worth you and I discussing?
Well, because I think you did such a good job in your blog of showing how you appreciated the elder's statement.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I thought raised good questions, and you did it in a good tone. I thought, oh, wow, this is like an adult conversation going on in public. And I think in public, maybe it's just because of the way Twitter has often been used,
mm-hmm.
Or some of the strains of conversations on other social media platforms, Facebook. I just thought there haven't been a lot of examples of this, and this is such a timely issue.
Yeah.
I mean, all pastors and elders and congregations in America are thinking about this right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, well, if we've got time, if Alberto can pull it off, because Alberto's the brother who really
thanks Alberto
does all this, and Alex Duke, who I think scripts every word you say, then there's just you and me as the sort of vocal talent. There
yeah,
it is.
That's right.
Yeah, if we could all work together and pull this off, it'd be good for one last extra for the season and useful for pastors right now.
Sam Amati said to me, oh, do we really want to do this? It feels like grandma and grandpa are arguing, like us and for him, us disagreeing with John MacArthur. I don't know who's grandma and who's grandpa.
Well, I think I must be grandma, but anyway, go ahead.
And I said, well, I hope we can demonstrate that Christians can love one another and disagree about these kinds of judgments
yeah.
and do so charitably. And so that's certainly our
well,
goal.
And Jonathan, that was one of my main concerns with the statement of the Grace Elders, just to say that. I felt somebody could read it, and if they didn't read it carefully, if they're a pastor, they might think, regardless of where I am, maybe I'm not in California, but wherever I am, if I go along with the state's prohibition of my gathering as a church, I'm in sin.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that could be true.
Mm-hmm.
And in that sense, I'm really glad elders can publish statements like this in mm-hmm. the same way I'm glad there are protests mm-hmm. that are nonviolent. I mean, I want to act, I want to have the freedom to act against the state because the state is not inerrant,
right.
unlike scripture.
Right.
But I fear that this was written in such a way, I assume not their intention, that any pastor who was considering whether or not they should go along with a prohibition of meeting, that they should go along with that, would then be guilty of contradicting our Lord's clear commands.
Right.
And that's where I go, like, ah, well, yeah, I certainly understand we could be, but that's kind of the whole question. And,
well,
I know those elders themselves decided to not meet for some weeks.
Yeah, right.
As they, I think, in their addendum acknowledge.
Well, the statement itself says, our prayer is that every faithful congregation will stand with us in obedience to our Lord.
Amen.
Amen. There's a caveat there.
Yeah.
Insofar as that's the right judgment to make, amen.
Well, no, amen that we always want to be obedient to the Lord. But the question is,
but in this particular action of gathering at this moment when governments are forbidding gathering.
Well, okay, not all governments are forbidding.
Right.
So the government of California is not forbidding it. They can meet out in their parking lot. They have more freedom than we do here in the district.
Right.
In the district, we're not allowed to meet outdoors in great numbers. Now, so our congregation
you're going into Virginia.
Our congregation is going over to Virginia where we can do it legally and
right.
freely. My